very smart crooks and cops.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Jesse, that feller's too smart to be in jail. Government could use him.
What guy?
A feller up at their prison farm. Now, it's all right here in the paper.
What are you talking about?
This feller at the prison farm had got a letter from his wife.
Yeah?
She said that times was so hard she couldn't afford to have the garden dug up so she could plant the potatoes.
Well, help is real expensive.
Well, he wrote her back and said, don't dig up the garden. That's where the money's buried.
Well, that's dumb. They sent her them letters.
Yeah, that's what happened. The prison officials, they read it, and they sent a squad of police to the place.
Well, what'd they find?
Nothing. The man got a letter back from his wife telling him that a bunch of policemen had come to the house and dug the garden all up, and what should she do?
Yeah?
He wrote back and said, plant the potatoes. Did you hear about that guy up at the prison farm got this letter from his wife that she couldn't afford to have the garden dug up?
Yeah, Mercy Jesse told me about it. That scamp was pretty sharp.
Ain't he, though?
But nobody smart as Mr. Snyder. He couldn't pull that if Mr. Snyder working up there at that prison.
What Mr. Snyder?
You joking, Sam. He's a detective on Arkadelphia Police Force.
Oh, that Mr. Snyder.
Smartest detective in Arkansas.
I didn't know that.
You know them burglars that robbed that safe down at the Mercantile?
Yeah, about 2 months ago.
The burglar that opened that safe was wearing pigskin gloves.
He was?
Yes, sir. Mr. Snyder done his fingerprint stuff, and 5 days later he arrested Sal up in Morrilton.
That's the best I've heard of.